Yes. Okay, good. All right. So the Gemara Zayin Amud Aleph has a tries to bring a raya concerning whether or not she gets to keep her own Ma'isi Yadayim, right? The Gemara has a discussion, right, whether or not she gets to keep her Ma'isi Yadayim after she gets to, where are we here? Right, so after she becomes a Nara, maybe she gets to keep her Ma'isi Yadayim, right? We wanted to say, right, we brought a raya originally from the Pusik, or a Makor from the Pusik, that since the father can sell his daughter as an Amlevriya, and obviously as an Amlevriya, the master, the Baal, gets to keep the Ma'isi Yadayim, because that's what the point of it is. So too, the father who has the koach to sell her to that type of shibud, obviously he has the right to keep the Ma'isi Yadayim as well. Right, so that was the raya from the pasuk. We say that's only maybe when she is a ketana and he's able to sell her as an amevriya, but when she's a nara, he can no longer sell her as an amevriya. So we said, what's the pshat? Because since the father has the right to be moser her lechupa, which we assume would require her to lose a day's work. It could be moser her lechupa, and therefore she's going to tell her boss, I can't go to work today, I have to go to my wedding. So it's mistaber that since he has the ability to make her miss a day of work, right, the Gemara says, if you're going to hold that it's maisi adel atzma, hichi matzi maser la. How could he give her over lechupa? How come avatel me maisi adel? She's not going to be able to keep her own maisi adayim. So he says, nah, that doesn't prove anything. So parach rav achoy. Rav Achoy has a kasha. If you recall, Tosas made a big deal out of that on the Rashbam Shita, right? Is it the Rashbam? Rashbam on Bezim and Bez? Right? Poshit Rav Achoy, Parach Rav Achoy. So he made a big deal out of that. Okay, so it's a kasha. Whether or not every single time it says Parach Rav Achoy, the Rashbam would jump in and say, ah, that's Rav Achoy gone. Right? Okay. I don't know. So anyway, so he says Parach Rav Achoy. Says maybe he pays her the difference, meaning he's already going to drop a huge amount of money on the wedding, so let him spend the money on her, and he'll throw in a day's salary for her that she lost her Ma'isi Yadayim. Inami de masala belilia, he married her off at night. Inami de masala b'shabasas v'yamim tovim. So he says, okay, so or you could say that he made the chasen on Shabbos and Yantif. So three possibilities where we say clearly that it's not a raya misvora to say that she doesn't keep her own Ma'isi Yadayim. Because of course he could find ways around it. So three ways again. He could give her the money, or he could give her over to her husband at night, or he could give her over to the husband on Shabbos and Yantif. Right? So we say basically okay, so then the Gemara basically concludes that the Ma'isi Yadayim, even when she's a Nara, go to the father from a different path, right? So they say El Ktana lo tzricha kro. We don't really need the pasuk for Ktana. Hashta zvuni mezavon la Ma'isi Yadayim meboy El Kitzrich kro la Nara. The whole pasuk is really going on in Nara. Okay, so first of all, there's a side point here in the Gilyan Hashas. Rabbi Kiva Eger doesn't like the third teretz. I'm going to tell you. This is, I'm going to ask Mechila Meikara. I'm clearly not understanding the Kasha. What? No, I'm asking really Rabbi Kiva Eger's Mechila more than yours, no offense. But I'm clearly not understanding the Kasha at all. If you look at the Kasha, it's like a Dover Poshet that it's not a Kasha. So there's Rabbi Kiva Eger, just to explain, they quote in the name of Reb Chaim, but Rabbi Akiva Eger used to say when you'd find a Rabbi Akiva Eger that you didn't understand, so he'd say, Rabbi Akiva Eger nisht tracht a krum svara. He said he didn't even know how to think of a krum svara. Meaning like, if you think Rabbi Akiva Eger's logic is flawed, he said, Rabbi Chaim would say, not only would Rabbi Akiva Eger not say a krum svara, he didn't even know how to think in krum svaras that he could know what to say. Like, it wasn't shayach that he could have said a bad svara. So like, if you read this kasha, I don't get it. He says, kashali, you could still, even on Shabbos and Yontif, you could still have bitul malacha. Right? I don't know, something which is mutter to cut off on, cut up on Shabbos and Yontif, something that she could cut vegetables. Lishmor Paris, or she could guard an orchard, or not even an orchard, she could guard a bunch of fruits. Chadomer, similar jobs. Daha schar Shabbos leka drora di isur deraisa. There's not even any kind of isur deraisa attached to schar Shabbos. If you don't get paid on Shabbos, not even isur derabanan. I'm saying like there's a separate isur derabanan of schar Shabbos. So he says, but avada, there's no isur deraisa to collect the salary for working on Shabbos. Right? So Sir Rabbi Akiva Eiger is saying, so your third ukimta doesn't make sense. So that's his kasha. Your third ukimta, what do you mean? She could still have a type of job where she's able to work without violating any malachas of Shabbos and Yontif. And she should be able to go to work on Shabbos and Yontif. So don't tell me he's not being mevatel her from a work on Shabbos and Yontif, because she could have the type of job which is mutter to do on Shabbos and Yontif. Aye, there's a misa derabanan to collect the salary for Shabbos and Yontif. Okay, so we're not talking about isurim derabanan. We're trying to prove minat Torah who keeps the ma'asi adayim. So you hear the kasha? I don't hear it. I'm saying first of all. So what? I mean, you could say it's the same kasha on the second teretz, the Masr Laba Layla. He gave her over. Maybe she has a night watchman job. I'm saying, like, clearly the answer is an ukimta answer that he gives her over on Shabbos and Yontif. So Lu Yitzur, it was shayach that she even could go to work on Shabbos and Yontif. So you're right. We wouldn't be able to say that ukimta. But you hear what I'm asking? Like, I'm not asking it verbally, but I'm just saying, like, really, that sounds like a kasha? So it doesn't sound like much of a kasha. Although I could tell you one way where one attempted answer which doesn't work. If you want to hear an attempted answer which sort of entered my head, but then I really dismissed it because it doesn't make any sense. I said, remember the Gemara on Daf Hayam et Aleph, right? Remember the Gemara on Daf Hayam et Aleph? They talked about shakdu for an almana, right? You remember shakdu for an almana? So what's the din shakdu for an almana? 3 days of simcha. So we don't want the guy to wake up the next morning and be like, I'm not so excited about this wedding anyway. Yeah, whatever, nice lady, you know, hopefully we'll live happily ever after, but no big deal. You know, so they have 3 days of simcha. So that's why they dafka wanted them to get married. When? Thursday, right? So Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. They didn't, in those days they went to work on Sunday. So they say, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, they'll have the 3 days of shakdu, and that way he's not going to go anywhere till Sunday morning, right? So they said a couple of them, what about the bracha la'adam? Okay, so bracha la'adam is another taina. So we said, what's the nafkamina? So they came up with two nafkaminas, I think, right? Adam bottle, good. So he doesn't have a job, he's not going anywhere anyway. What was the other one? Yontif, that was chal on Erev Shabbos. So if it was Yontif, that was going to be chal on Erev Shabbos, so what would be the din? He's not going to work anyway, and therefore what? So you don't have to be afraid that he's gonna go to work. So what do you see from there? I frecked, not such a good kasha. What do you mean? Kornar Bikinator, he could go to work. He could go be a Shomer Paris. He can go be Chotech Dvarma, Dvarma Tlushim. So what do you see? And Rabbi Kivager doesn't say anything over there. So what do you see? You see that it's shayach to ask this kasha over there too, and the Gemara doesn't seem worried about the kasha, so you could go to work even on Yontif. So what's the teretz? Why is that not a good kasha against Rabbi Akiva Eiger? Do you understand the kasha? Is it such a bad kasha you don't even get the kasha? I don't know. What's the kasha? Rabbi Akiva Eiger says over here he's not costing her any money because he gives her over on Shabbos and Yontif. But over there, but so he says, it's shayach that she goes to work on Shabbos and Yontif. Midarais, it's mutter to do certain jobs on Shabbos and Yontif. Don't involve any malachas. So he's saying, yeah.
I don't know, maybe just like the case over there is like he's already married, and what you're telling that like it's already crazy enough that a guy would work on Shabbos. You're telling me he's going to even go to work, you know, after being married on a Shabbos. Here though, just like whatever, it's just saying, she could have had a job on Shabbos in general.
Right. Okay. So I say something along those lines, but even more pashut. You don't have to rely on anything. There, the takana of shakdu is assuming that the person is a Torah-abiding Jew. meaning we have the laws based on what people will actually do. Here, the flow of the Gemara is not about what people will actually do. It's trying to bring a raya. Trying to bring a raya that the Maisa Yadayim of a Nara belong to the father. So we say we can prove it from a Svara, right? We know that Svara has a Koach of Doraisa. And we can bring a raya from a Svara that really the father gets to keep the Maisa Yadayim of the Nara. How do we have the Svara? We say, if the Torah gives him the right to be Moser, her Lechuppah, so he's basically stealing money from her by doing that. Let's say she has a job and she can't go to work. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger is saying, she could have even gone to work on Shabbos and Yontif. So there we're talking about what could be, not what is, as a raya. Mashenkin on Daf Hey, we're talking about what will be, Lemaisa, what is he going to do? If it's Shaykh that Shabbos and Yontif are or that Yontif is coming up on Friday, so Lemaisa he's not going to work. So the Chacham are not going to need to make a special takana of Shaktu for that Friday, because he's not going to work on Friday, right? Saying, so once he's not going to work, it doesn't matter whether it's mutter midaraisa for him to go to work. That's an irrelevant factor. So anyway, that's not a kasha. I just wanted to show you how first I thought maybe Katanya and the Gemara and Daf, hey, but Lemaisa, it's not a kasha on Rabbi Akiva Eiger. But the kasha on Rabbi Akiva Eiger, Rabbi Akiva Eiger is taking this ukinta very, very seriously. And again, between you and me, he's probably right. I just don't know why he's right. You know, I don't know why he's saying that, this ukimta makes no sense because it's shaykh that it's mutter to work on Shabbos and Yontif at her job. So just be mukim the case as a job where she's a secretary and she has to type things and write things down. So I'm saying, okay, I don't know. I'm saying, because Lemaisa, you could ask the same kasha on the second ukimta also. So, okay, Lemaisa, it's on the books in the Gilyan HaShas. It's kedai to at least make a note of that kasha. Try to figure out what he's really asking. Okay, now there's a very, very famous Tosfos on this Gemara. We said that he's going to give her over on Shabbos and Yontif, so frek the Gemara, the famous Kasha from the Gemara Moed Katan. The Gemara Moed Katan says the Drasha, which we say, V'samachta b'chagecha v'lo b'ishtecha. Right? So we say that there's no ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. You should dafka be Sameach with the Simcha Sachag, and not with other smachos that you're going to have. And therefore, we learn that there's an Isser Doraisa, he quotes the Gemara in Chagiga, that there's an Isser Doraisa to get married. And it's interesting, they're both Chesem and Beis. Isser Doraisa to get married on Yontif, right, on Chol HaMoed, obviously. Yontif regular, so Shabbos and Yontif regular. What is there an issur to get married on Shabbos and Yontif regular without this Simchas Yontif business? I don't know. What do you say? Is there an issur to get married on Shabbos and Yontif and Shabbos? Just Kinyanim, I think. Just an issur Kinyanim. I think it's only an issur Durabon, and that's why I think Tosfos doesn't ask from Yontif. Don't quote me on that.
Don't quote me on that.
Anyway, I'm pretty sure it's only an issur Kinyanim. But there's no separate issur of getting married on Shabbos and Yontif only because of Simchas Yontif, but not because of it's not a malacha. It's a chashash kinyan as a gzera to ksiva, I think. But anyway, there's another gzera, obviously Shem Yishchet Ben Of. So the Rambam, who's choshish for that gzera, says ain't tzarich lomar, you can't get married on Shabbos, but it sounds for the same reason that it's Shem Yishchet Ben Of. We're choshish that the person is going to violate Shabbos because of the seuda. So Tosfos Kasha is basically, what's the havamim that you could give her over l'chuppah on Shabbos and Yontif? It's an Isser d'oraisa to get married on Yontif. That's Tosfos Kasha. And Tosfos' answer is the two terutzim. Terutz number one is what? Right, did you guys do this Tosfos at any point? With the Tosefa Shabbos here? I don't know. So Tosfos answers that maybe they got married 2 minutes before Yontif, or you could even say 10 minutes before Yontif. Right, where there is a din Tosefus Yontif, I'll read it inside. So it says V'yishlomar. Where is it? Ikalameimar, not V'yishlomar. Ikalameimar dahacha irisha achas lifnei Yontif, 1 hour before Yontif. Shehu ke Yontif linyan malacha, the Tosefus de Oraisa. So they're not going to be doing any malacha because there's already Tosefes Daraisa of Tosefes Yontif, and therefore she's not going to be keeping, she's not going to be able to do any work. But on the other hand, what you see is that the Chiyuv Simchas Yontif has not yet set in. And then there's a second teretz, Inami Kishemasrav the Shluchi Abal, O Nisuin below Suda. Let's go to O Nisuin below Suda. Afagav, the Amar Bahacholitz, the Nisuin below Suda, Ika Simcha. Aye, even if you don't make a party out of it, there is still some level of Simcha. So Lo Chashiva Simcha Kulehai, She Aser Lisa Beyantiv Mitamze. It's not a real enough Simcha that it's going to be an Isser Doraisa of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. That's what he seems to say. So this is Tosis' two terutzim. So the question is, in terms of these two different terutzim, what, and you know, in general, whenever you have two terutzim in Tosis, you have to ask yourself, what does the first terutz hold that the second terutz doesn't hold, and vice versa. So Pashup Shat, you could argue, what's the machlokas between the two terutzim in Tosis? So what do you think? Yeah?
Maybe the second answer in Tosis doesn't assume that there's a chiluk between...
Meaning, maybe you could just say what the first teretz in Tosfos is taking out a davar pashut, that when you have Tosefes Yontif, it's not really Tosefes Yontif. You could call it Tosefes Iser Malacha. It's a Tosefes Iser Malacha, right? And that's it, but not Tosefes to the actual Yontif, right? Masha Enkein, according to the second teretz, no Tosefes Yontif, Pshuto Kemashmo, that it's Yontif. So it's Yontif L'inyan Isser Malacha, it's Yontif L'inyan V'samachta B'chagecha, and Efsher, you could say that it's even Yontif L'inyan Kiddush, and Seudas Yontif, and Yeshiva B'sukkah, and Achilas Matzah, and all these other mitzvahs that come along with it. That would be a stretch, as we'll try to point out a little bit. We're not going to be able to point out that much, but just to point out a few in Yonin. But the basic Yisod, perhaps, is whether or not it's really Yontif, or whether or not it's just an Isser Malacha. So I'll quote you a Ra'ah. The Ra'ah is on the famous Gemara of Rav Tzoli Be'erev Shabbos, right? You guys, I'm sure you're familiar with that Gemara in Brachas on Daf Chav Zayin Amid Beis. So it says, Rav Tzoli Shel Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos, Rav Yoshi Tzoli Shel Motzoi Shabbos B'Shabbos. And then we wanted to know, did he say Kiddush as well? So we tried to bring a Raya. From Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel that you even say Kiddush. We brought a Raya from Rav Tachlifa Bar Avimi that you could even say Havdalah. So let's see where we could pick it up in the Rav Yah. It's a very long Rav Yah on this Gemara. There's a very long Ra'ah. Sorry about that. There's a very long Ra'ah on this Gemara. The Ra'ah is, you know the Ra'ah? Ra'ah was a Talmud of the Ramban. He was the Rebbe of the Ritva. What? Yeah, okay. Part of the whole lineage of the Ramban, the Siato. You know, the Ramban and his Yeah, they were colleagues. He was colleagues of the Rashba. Right, I mentioned there's a Sefer, Torah Sabayis of the Rashba in Yeridea. So he wrote, the Ra'ah wrote Ha'aris on the Torah Sabayis called the Bedek Habayis. It's a very important Sefer in Yeridea. There was no Yeridea at the time, but what became Yeridea, what they called in those days Isser V'Heter. So where we have it here, it talks about Kiddush, and he says, what you see from here is, right, if a Gemara Amrina Aha the Kavanish Bal Shel Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos Asur Lo La'asos Malacha Shekvar Kibel Olov, right? Shekvar Kibel Shabbos Olov B'Vaday Tosefes Mechol Hakodesh Midoraisahu Kedisa BeYuma LeInyan Yom Kippurim. Right, he quotes the main source. What's the main source? Is Yuma Pe Aleph Amid Aleph that there is a din of Tosefes Inui, right? Tosefes Inui is the real makor for all of this. Where they say Batisha la Chodesh, by yeah you should Vinisim is not Shosechem Batisha la Chodesh. I'm not quoting that directly. You should have inui on the ninth day of the month, and the Gemara has a whole bunch of drushes. What do you mean you should have inui on the ninth day of the month? Supposed to have inui on the tenth day of the month. How could it be you're supposed to have inui on the ninth day of the month? So the Gemara has a couple of drushes. One is you're supposed to eat on the ninth day of the month, and it's ke'ilu you fast on the ninth and the tenth. And also they learn out the dindoraisa of mosif and mechol ala kodesh. And there's a couple of other Gemaras also that say beferish, that is a dindoraisa to be mosif mechol ala kodesh when it comes to the inui of Yom Kippur. That is beferish. And the Gemara seems to also say that the same is true for Shabbos. Right? So basically we're saying that since Tosefes Shabbos is Doraisa, therefore if you make Kiddush during the period of Tosefes Shabbos, which is also Doraisa, it's a davar pashut that you're Yotze the mitzvah of Kiddush during that time. So that's the statement of the Ra. Oh, he has an Arichas here, you can check it out. Chav Zayin the base. In Brachas. So he says, he quotes, if you look in, they have the fancy edition here with the footnotes. So if you look in footnote 57, he gives you a lot of raid. I didn't look in this raid before, but it's probably good. It gives you a lot of raid. Anyway, there's a Mordechai, I saw he quotes the Mordechai here. I assume it's the Mordechai and Megillah that I was going to quote. Yeah, Perek Beis the Megillah, Simon Tuf Shin Sari Ches. So he says, let's say you hold Tosefes Shabbos is even derabbanan. So how could you make Kiddush bizman Tosefes Shabbos, right? I'm sure all of us have at one point or another made Kiddush during bizman Tosefes Shabbos, right? You know what I'm talking about? I'm saying you make Shabbos early in the summer months. So you make Kiddush, it's not going to be Shabbos for 2 hours. You make Kiddush 2 hours before Shabbos starts, or an hour before Shabbos starts. So how is it that you're allowed to make Kiddush if you hold Tosefes Shabbos only midrabbanan? The Ra'o didn't have the problem because he holds Tosefes Shabbos d'oraisa. But let's say the Mordechai seems more convinced that Tosefes Shabbos is midrabbanan, and that's the sheet of Rabbi Yishmael in the Braisa, that Tosefes Shabbos is only midrabbanan. So nevertheless, how could you make Kiddush during that time? Nevertheless, we find people who do make Kiddush during that time is what he's asking. How could that be? Kiddush is Doraisa. So he answers a very strange teretz. He says, yeah?
Okay, can you just explain?
Kiddush being Doraisa?
No, I'm saying, no. Okay, so if it's a Derabanan, then we can't do things. Why not?
I don't know. It's Shabbos Derabanan, you're going to be Yotzi Achiv Doraisa on Shabbos Derabanan? It's fake Shabbos. I'm saying it's not real Shabbos. So you're going to be Yotzi Achiv Minat Torah during fake Shabbos? He seems to say that. He seems to say, yeah. He says, once there's a chiyuv, there's a chiyuv. You've got to read the Mordechai inside. It's hard to know exactly what he's saying. He says, basically, he tries to bring a raya from a case where Rabbi Huda's shita was that Suma is potter from mitzvahs, and nevertheless, he made Kiddush. He's only chayv in mitzvahs midrabanan, and he made Kiddush for his family who were chayv midaraisa. Since there was some chiyuv there, so you could still... You could still be motzi those who have a greater level. Not so pashut, I'm saying. Really, really hard to explain. He says, so too by Hilchos Shabbos, if you have a chiyuv to Tosefes Shabbos midrabanan, it's still shayach to make to be motzi yourself and others in the chiyuv and daraisa of Kiddush. I don't know. You got to read the Mordechai, see what he's talking about. But lemaisa, that's what he says. Yeah. Well, no. Meaning, Lamaisa, the Ra'ah says it's a davar pashut that they're the same. The Ra'ah says it's a davar pashut that they're the same. Meaning, once you have a chiyuv d'oraisa or a din d'oraisa of Tosefes Shabbos, so of course you can make Kiddush during that time. That's how the Mordechai, that's how the Ra'ah learns. It also says it's a d'rabbanan. Yeah.
When we're saying it's d'rabbanan, that means is that the same opinion as Is that the same opinion that says only
malachas
prohibited during that time? But
even malachas only asr midrabanan. Now this sheet of Tosefes Shabbos being derabanan was made famous by the Magid Mishnah. The Magid Mishnah quotes it in the name of the Rambam. The Rambam, this is in Hilchos Shvisas Asr, which is his halachas of Yom Kippur. Hilcha Shvisas Aser, the exact Mar Makam is Aleph Vav, Perak Aleph Alacha Vav, and he writes that Tzarech Lahosif Mechol Ala Kodesh Beknisaso Uvitziaso, Shenemar V'imisim Es Nafshoseichem Batisha Lachodesh Bo Erev. You have a Chiyuv to do a Tosefes from at the beginning of Yom Kippur and at the end of Yom Kippur. And he quotes the pasuk "Venisim es nafshoseichem b'tisha l'chodesh ba'erev," right? And that's the exact Gemara Yuma Peyala from the Beis that we mentioned before. And the Magid Mish, and here's the key line in the Rambam: "Klomar hischil or haschil latsum ules anos me'erev tisha somach laziri." Oh, so he says you should begin to fast from the ninth day as it approaches the tenth. Similarly, on the 11th day, right after the 10th, you should continue your inui. You should continue your fasting, your affliction. So you see, beferish in the Rambam that he says, what is the Tosefes talking about? The Tosefes is talking about Dafka inui, dafka fasting, right? Not the other types of isurim on Yom Kippur, namely malacha. So the Rambam is saying that Tosefes inui only applies in Yom Kippur to the inui, and the Magid Mishnah on that Rambam, Shvisas Aser, says that the Rambam holds that Tosefes Shabbos is only midrabbanan. But what comes out of that Rambam is very interesting. You see from the Rambam that in the Din Tosefes Yom Kippur Doraisa, it's totally shayach to have a Tosefet that's only one Nakuda of the Yontif.
Is that the Magid?
No, this is the Rambam Beferish. Meaning, the Rambam says that the only Nakuda of the Yontif, which we do a Tosefes on, is the part which is the Inui, the fasting. Not the Yisur Malacha, not the, you know, there's not much to talk about on Yom Kippur besides this and malacha and fasting. But Lemaisa, what you see is very interesting, that you could take one nekuda and be makabel that nekuda on extra, and that be a kiyum d'oraisa. So now it's totally shayach to hear where Tosfos is coming from. That if we have some type of a hekish between Tosefes Yom Kippurim and Tosefes Shabbos V'Yontif, it's totally shayach to makabel the Tosefes Yom Kippur and the Tosefes Yontif and the Tosefes Shabbos only for one nekuda of that particular day. Not the entirety of the day. Right? Lemaisa, just parenthetically, if you look in the Kesef Mishnah in Hilcha Shabbos, the Kesef Mishnah in Hilcha Shabbos disagrees with the Magid Mishnah, and the Kesef Mishnah holds that the Rambam doesn't even hold that there is a din of Tosefes Shabbos bichlal. He says there is no din Tosefes Shabbos at all. That Kesef Mishnah, by the way, is in Perek Hey Halacha Gimel of Hilcha Shabbos. It says there is no din of Tosefes Shabbos at all midaraisa or midrabbanan, according to the Rambam, which is which could very well be what he says, because Lemaisa the in Perek Hey the Kesef Mishnah says here is a great time to mention Tosefes Shabbos, and the Rambam doesn't do it. Not only that, but he doesn't do it anywhere else in Hilcha Shabbos. Also, Magid Mishnah acknowledges that. The Magid Mishnah has a very interesting line. He says, from the fact that the Rambam doesn't mention Tosefes Shabbos anywhere in Hilchos Shabbos, is mashma that he doesn't hold of Hilchos Shabbos, Tosefes Shabbos, midaraisa. I don't know, the Rambam has a whole section called Hilchos Chanukah, right? I don't know, Hilchos Purim, he has Hilchos Megillah. I'm saying, like, he has all kinds of derabbanans in the Mishnah Torah. So it's a kasha on the Magid Mishnah, why he dafka wants to learn like that, although if you look in the Bir Halacha in Shulchan Aruch, the Bir Halacha seems to accept the shita of the Magid Mishnah, that even the Rambam holds of Tosefes Shabbos midirabbanan. Yeah.
I don't know about Gemara, but doesn't that Gemara, say that?
Yeah, you have to learn the Gemara. You have to learn the Gemara according to the way the Rambam wants to learn. You look in the Magid Mishnah and the Kesef Mishnah, they'll tell you how to learn the Gemara, the Rambam's way. But Lemaisa, so what about the Kiddush business? So I'm a little short on time. So maybe we'll mention just one thing briefly. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos in Perek Chavtes about Kiddush. What halacha? What are we looking at here? Perachavtas and Hilchos Shabbos. Yesh lo la'odam halacha yiralf. Yesh lo la'odam l'kadesh al hakos erev Shabbos mibod yom afal pishalo nichnas haShabbos. Ah, Rambam definitely holds Kiddush is doraisa, and the Rambam's Kiddush is that even Havdalah is doraisa, right? The Rambam holds Kiddush and Havdalah are both doraisa. But nevertheless, he holds he can make Kiddush early, even if he doesn't hold of Tosefes Shabbos Deraisa. He doesn't hold of Tosefes Shabbos Derabbanan, maybe. Maybe you want to say like the Magen Mishnah, he holds like Tosefes Shabbos Derabbanan, like the Mordechai. So how could he make Kiddush early? So he writes, just skipping a little bit, Shemitzvas Zechira L'Omra Bein B'Shas Knisaso V'Yitziaso Bein Kodem L'Shazu Bim'at. The Rambam says, you could even be mocked in the mitzvah a little bit, even between the Knisa and the Yitziah. You could say a little early, saying you could be Makabel Shabbos, even though he holds you can't be Makabel Shabbos early, but he's saying that the whole Yisod of Kiddush Hayom is to announce the Kedusha of Shabbos is coming. So you're basically Makadish the Yom B'Peh, you're Zocher the Yom B'Peh, and therefore you're going to announce that the Kedusha Shabbos is coming. That already can even happen a little bit early. Oh, you have to work on that Rambam to see exactly what he's talking about. There's a big machlokus. If you look in the Ramban, I believe the Ramban is on his Asagas on the Sefer HaMitzvahs. But maybe not. I have to figure out where that Ramban is. I forgot already. Ramban al Torah maybe has something on this also. But the Ramban has a totally different understanding of the Mitzvah of Kiddush. But Lamaisa, the Rambam's view of the Mitzvah of Kiddush is that it's a Zechira B'Peh, that it's like announcing the coming of the Shabbos. So you can announce the Shabbos a little early. It's even a nice thing to do, to announce it a little bit early. You don't have to announce it dafka when it is Shabbos. You can announce it an hour before Shabbos, that it's, Shabbos is coming. This is a really big deal. Let's make Kiddush. Right? So the Rambam Shita is you can announce Shabbos even a little bit early. But that's L'Shita, so about what he holds Kiddush is. So you could say that's what the Mordechai was talking about also, but that's not Mashra from Lashon the Mordechai at all. You have to figure out what that Mordechai was talking about anyway. All right, there's more to say on this, but I have to go. So maybe we'll leave a little bit over for the next time. But next time I also want to talk about a different topic. So we'll leave over. Just to leave you with this, this machlokes about what happens to the next day is known famously as a machlokes between the Taz and the Maharshal, Halacha Lamaisa. There's at least three places in the Taz where he quotes the Maharshal, who holds that Tosefes Sayom does not transform the day into the next day, where the Taz holds that it does transform the day into the next day. And there's also big nafkaminas in Ilchus Nida, where they bring down this Tosfos. Maybe we'll have to talk about it next time. It's in Kuf Tzadi Vav, in Yeridea, there's big nafkaminas in Ilchus Nida as well. All right, so maybe we'll save the rest for a little later. Maybe we'll do a double this week. We'll do Wednesday and Thursday. I'm not sure yet. Okay. I don't know if I shut it off, but... No, I didn't. Anyway.